Mark chapter 5, very familiar scripture. When Jenny was singing that song, God just gave me a thought sitting right on that front seat right there. And it was just like, I've heard it, and I've heard it, and I've heard it. And I've preached it, but it's just like, it just, I ain't going to say an epiphany, but you know what I'm saying. It's just like, look at that. And just for a little while, probably not going to be very long tonight, but you just pray for me and listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. Mark chapter 5, look at verse 25. Give Riley just a little bit of time because I done throw them all a curveball too. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. When the last time you prayed for something 12 years? And had suffered many things of many physicians. Now get right, did you hear that part? Suffered many things of many physicians. You know, sometimes we go to the doctor and we don't like what they're doing. I'll be honest with you, sometimes you go to the doctor and they hurt you. But this woman had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had. She was broke. And was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Amen. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Let's pray. God, we love you and we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for your spirit. I thank you, God, for just being able to listen and hear your voice, God. Have your hand on us right now, Lord. God, you move in this church, God, and Lord, you get me out of the way because, Lord, I know it ain't about me, God, because this is all you tonight, God. Lord, I ain't got a clue what's going to happen, but God, you do. And Lord, you had it all orchestrated before we even got here, God. Have your hand on us right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Jenny said something in that song, and she's going to sing that song again. She said, Jesus turned and said, somebody has unleashed my power. Did you hear what I said? That's basically, we know the story. This woman got an issue of blood, and if we could close our eyes and picture her, and Miss Angie and some of these nurses could probably do a whole lot better job. Can you just imagine, Brother Tony? She is white and pale, eyes sunk in. She is frail. She's lost weight. She can hardly go, and she's the Bible says she's getting worse every day. And she comes in, and basically what she did, she touched him. And when she touched him, you got to understand something. This did not take a matter of minutes. This did not take 30 minutes to an hour. The Bible says that immediately, once she touched Jesus, immediately she was better. I mean, her color came back, her eyes popped back out, her blood was all right. She looked like she'd been eating 3 good meals a day for 6 months. I mean, everything was just perfect. I can just see maybe that her hair had been thin and now she got a full head of hair. I'm telling you right now, when you get a hold of Jesus, things happen. But she had to have an attitude. She unleashed the power of Jesus. She did that. The Bible says, right there, the Bible says that she said in herself, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. I thought about it on that front seat. You know, every once in a while, we got to get our pride out of the way. That's what's wrong with most of us is our pride. You know, understand something. You got a woman with an issue of blood. She's not, number one, she's not supposed to touch a man. She's not supposed to touch a holy man. She is basically, in reality, if she was doing what the Levitical law said, she would have to stand outside and say, unclean, unclean. But she said, no, I ain't doing that. I'm not worried about what everybody else is going to say. I'm not worried about what everybody else is going to think. I'm going to get to Jesus because if I can just touch his garment, I shall be made whole. She had a made up mind when she got there. That's what's wrong with most of us. We ain't got a made up mind about nothing. Well, I know he can heal me. I know he can, but I'm telling you right now, if you ever get low enough, glory to God, you won't have a problem with getting a hold of Jesus. If you ever get low enough in your mind, she had already got there. She was at rock bottom, and then a few lower rings down on the ladder from that. Understand something. She had a need that she needed, and she unleashed his power. Peter didn't unleash his power. Jesus didn't unleash his power. Jesus was standing there. I kind of get a picture with me. Jesus is standing there, Gavin, and he's ready to do whatever needs done. Jesus is ready and willing to do whatever needs to be done. Jesus is here tonight, ready and willing to do whatever needs to be done. What are you still sitting there for? I mean, I'm telling you right now, that preacher sure did a good. It ain't the preacher's job. My God, you need something tonight. It ain't my job to give it to you. I can't give it to you. I come into God's house. I need to unleash his power in my life. Tony's got things in his life. Tony needs to unleash his power in his life. David's got things in his life. David needs to unleash the power in his life. Hey, Robert's got things in his life. Robert needs to unleash the power. What do you need done tonight for you? See, the problem is some of us just ain't got low enough yet. But it's coming. But it's coming. To be sure, you know, I thought about it. To be sure, when she first got sick, she said, oh, this just won't be for just a little while. Maybe it started out with something just minor, and she's thinking, oh, this will be all right. I'll just go to the doctor. This will be all right. It won't. They'll give me this. They'll give me that. It'll be all right. They'll do this. They'll do that. It'll be all right. And 12 years later, when she's about to die, she hears about Jesus. Now listen. Number one, you got to get low if you're going to unleash his power. Number two, you're going to have to listen. Something within her said, if you'll just get to him. If you'll just get to him. She said within herself, if I can just get to Jesus, I shall be made whole. What are you listening to tonight? I mean, listen, let's just be honest. I mean, they've already been enough gospel. I've already felt the presence of God. I mean, the altar should have been full. The altar should have been flooded. We could have been shouting it out by now. You could have been already had your healing. You could already have what you needed. You could already have unleashed his power if we would just listen to the Holy Spirit. But most of us are like the rest in that crowd. Jesus is walking around and you just happy walking with him. Hello. Jesus is walking around and you just happy being close to him. I like being close to Jesus. Praise God, I want to be close to Jesus. But every once in a while, I need to touch him. Every once in a while, I need to do something. He's got all the power in the world. He's got all the power that I need. He's got all the power that I could ever dream of. And I'm telling you right now, just walking around in the same crowd with him ain't going to cut it. Just walking around and being close to him ain't going to cut it. If you can't reach out and touch him, there's something wrong on your end. You got to listen. There's something was inside of her saying, if you can just get to him, you won't never have to worry about a doctor again. You won't never have to worry about a bill again. You won't never have to worry about being sick again. If you can just get to him, he can take care of this need you got right now. And she pressed through the crowd. I don't know. I just kind of see it in my mind, you know, and that's the bad thing about the Easter play. When we do all these things in the Easter play, in my mind, that's how it is in the Bible. Amen. I mean, that's how I see it. Because you see her, she's coming through, and she's having to get low. And she's down on, and maybe she's down on her knees pressing through the crowd. And everybody else might feel her, but everybody else has got their eyes on Jesus. And that's a good thing to have your eyes on Jesus, but not when you got a need. And the only one in the crowd, and his disciples rebuked him. His disciples said, Lord, all these people around here thronging you and pushing on you, my Lord. How many of them was rubbing upside of him and didn't even have enough faith? All these people touching you and ain't nobody done nothing. And now Jesus just stops and says, who touched me? And she got exactly what she needed. Now listen, I've never seen this before till this past week, and I saw something about this on YouTube. If you study the Bible in the next several chapters, and as you study the chronological order of events in Jesus' life, after this woman with the issue of blood came by, Kevin, and touched him and was healed, the Bible says there was a multitude after that said, if we can just go by and touch his garment. You don't know who you might be leading. You don't know who might be watching you. And if they see Miss Nancy get what she needs, Miss Nancy did it that way, I think I'll do it that way. If they can see Tony get what he needs, well, Tony did it that way, I think I'll do it that way. Understand something, folks. People are watching us. And they know, people, let me tell you something. A few years ago, everybody in this church knew that Mike Snipes was going through something. Everybody in this church knew that Mike had been sick. Mike had been had hard time, and everybody in this church was watching him. Everybody in this church saw Mike stay faithful. Everybody in this church saw Mike go down to the altar. Everybody in this church can remember when Mike got a touch and when Mike was able to do what he couldn't do before, and God touched his body. God watched over him. I'm just telling you. And now, hey, when Mike raises his hand, glory to God, I see Mike with his hand up. I say, hey, Mike used to couldn't do that. I think I'll just go ahead and get my hand up. Everybody saw her, what she did. And that gave encouragement to somebody else. Well, if Jesus can touch her, he can touch me. If Jesus can take care of David, he can take care of me. If Jesus can take care of Jerry Burr, he can take care of me. Let me go back to my main point. She unleashed his power. Peter, James, and John did not do it. Jesus did not do it. That'd make a whole other sermon on things Jesus didn't do. Jesus knew she was there, Brother Robert. He knew she was there. He knew she was coming in behind. He's God. He knows everything. Jesus could have turned around and said, hey, lady, I know what you need. Don't you worry about it no more. I'll go ahead and touch you. But he wanted her to do something. She unleashed his power. She unleashed his power. She unleashed his power. What do you need tonight? What do you need tonight? What do you need to do to unleash his power? What kind of prayer request do you have that you need Jesus' power unleashed on you tonight? What is it? Don't expect me to do it because I don't know what you need. Don't expect Brother Tony, Brother David, and none of these deacons to do it. They don't know what you need. Why are you looking for me to do something for you when you got all the power within yourself to do what you need to do? She unleashed his power. She did it. Jeannie, come back.